It's 5 days since we started the Listener's Election Project. The aim's simple, gathering your stories about what matters to you, which politicians may or may not be paying much attention to in the election campaign. Our political correspondent Chris Mason joins us now. So what stories have you been hearing, Chris?
Yes, you sent us a huge range of stories that are not staple topics of political conversation here at Westminster, which is exactly the point of this project. The state of your local river, the misdiagnosis of Lyme's disease, the irritation among smokers that the habit is not just increasingly highly taxed, but stigmatised and marginalised as well. Take this as a tickle for your story too. Look at the elections, the listeners' election page on the Radio 4 website. And whilst you do, let's head to Tottenham in North London. Ben Reimer is a chef there. He's trying out his new menu before a new fried chicken place opens in September, which will attempt to be a bit different from your average, rather greasy gaff.
This is herb. Fed free-range Yorkshire chicken that's been brined overnight in lemon and herbs, and now it's being fried for 4 minutes.
My name's Hadrian Garrard. I'm the director of Create London. We commission artists and creative businesses to deliver projects in London that benefit the lives of communities. I mean, London at the moment is a place where you can eat better than perhaps in any time in the city's history. But there are young people in the city that have one of the worst diets in Western Europe, and the proliferation of the chicken shop on the high street is a particular problem. There's over 8,000 of those in London. There's a reason why people like it, and there are ways of cooking it a lot better, and there are ways of making it affordable for young people to eat well. It's a restaurant that makes money in the evening, and that money is used to subsidise young people locally to eat a good lunch and after-school meal.
We've got sweet potato fries, we've got sweet potato mash, we've got cabbage, we've got greens, we've got coleslaw, and we've got chips. The idea is that you don't ban people from eating things, you just introduce other food items that they can't necessarily get. The chicken is the carrot that we're going to use to get the kids to eat carrots. I just hope it works.
Who likes it spicy and who likes it plain?
I like it spicy.
It's got like a lemon taste, it's really nice and the texture is beautiful.
I'd eat that, it's so nice.
I'll tell all my friends about it.
My name is Nadine Davis. I work at Create as a production intern, and I'm also going to be the brand ambassador for Chicken Town. I have a little boy, and you can't control what your kids do after school. Like, if they have pocket money, there's just shops there, they'll eat whatever. It will pile up eventually and they'll have to pay for it when they're older. So I think it's everyone's responsibility, not just parents. They have to work together. Because I know that when after school, if I had change, I would buy whatever. Even though when I went home, my mum would give me like a healthy cooked meal. She can't control what I'm doing out of home.
I got one more if you want the match.
The chicken's crispy, I like it. Tastes different.
It's not always practical or possible for people in their busy lives to do something for their community. So this project came about from thinking, well, how about you go out in the evening and you have a brilliant meal, and that helps young people eat well in the daytime.
What I look for personally from politicians is just to be able to recognise opportunities to help communities and help enable people to help themselves, really.
Communities can actually mean communities, what communities are meant to be. As a young person trying to vote, and not just as a young person, as a mum too, I think you just want to be clear on what exactly you're voting for. It just seems like everyone's just sort of maybe promising things and not really clear on what actually are you going to provide.
I just want the politicians of all colours and creed to recognise us as much as they like to say they are recognising us before the election.
Ben Reimer there in North London, and do send us your stories. Look up the listeners' election on the Radio 4 website.